This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. U.S. officials are now working with authorities in Haiti to try to get a kidnapped missionary group freed, 16 Americans and a Canadian. The AP's Julie Walker.
Haitian police say that Cat San Mawozo gang kidnapped the missionaries from Christian Aid Ministries near Port-au-Prince Saturday. They were there building an orphanage. The gang, whose name roughly translates to 400 inexperienced men, controls the area and are blamed for kidnapping five priests and two nuns earlier this year, along with what police say are numerous other crimes, including murder. A senior U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the U.S. is working to resolve the case.
Julie Walker reporting. In Georgia, they'll be looking today for jurors to hear the case of three men charged with shooting to death Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, as he was running in their neighborhood near Brunswick. Arbery's father says, "We need to be treated equally and get fair justice as human beings because we've been treated wrong so long." Defense attorneys say the three men committed no crimes. One of the accused men told police they suspected Arbery was a burglar. The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is suggesting that those who got the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine may be able to get a Moderna or Pfizer booster.
I believe there's going to be a degree of flexibility of what a person who got the J&J originally can do, either with J&J or with the mix and match from other products.
Dr. Fauci was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Former President Clinton is at home in New York this morning, continuing to recover from an infection that sent him to the hospital. He gave a thumbs up when a reporter asked him yesterday how he was feeling. China's economic growth is sinking under pressure from a construction slowdown and power shortages. That's prompting warnings about a possible shock to global financial markets and China's trading partners. This is AP News. The new movie Halloween Kills is the big weekend draw at the box office. The AP's Margie Zarletta's got this.
Halloween Kills raked in $50.4 million in its first weekend, according to studio estimates. That's significant because it was also available on the Peacock streaming service at the same time. It's the second of a trilogy of the modern era of the Halloween storyline. Last week's number one, the James Bond movie No Time to Die, drops to second with $24.3 million. Venom Let There Be Carnage came in third place. The Addams Family 2 is in fourth. The Last Duel is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Ronnie Tutt, the legendary drummer who spent years playing alongside Elvis Presley, has died. Ronnie Tutt was 83. He died at home surrounded by family, says his daughter. Tutt also teamed up with other superstars like Johnny Cash and Stevie Nicks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.